Chinsky, Madhya Dhoja. Madhya Dhoja was both a powerful king and a great devotee. He fulfilled all his requirements. The name Madhya Dhoja signifies a great devotee who stands as famed as Malaya Hill, and though his propaganda makes other devotees similarly as famed, and through his propaganda makes other devotees similarly as famed. Such a Mahabhagavat can prevail over the opinions of all others. A strong devotee makes propaganda against all other spiritual conceptions, namely jnana, karma and yoga, with his devotional flag, unflag. He always understands first to conquer other conceptions of transcendental realizations. Whenever there is an argument between a devotee and a non-devotee, the devotee strong, pure strong devotee comes out victorious. The word Pandya comes from the word Pandu, Panda, meaning knowledge. Unless one is highly learned, he cannot conquer non-devotional conception. The word Para means transcendental and Pura means city. The Para Pura is Vaikuntha. So Para means transcendental and Pura means city. Para Pura is Vaikuntha. The kingdom of Godhead, and the word Jaya refers to one who can conquer. This means that a pure devotee is strong in devotional service and who has conquered all non-devotional conceptions can also conquer the kingdom of God. In other words, one can conquer the kingdom of God Vaikuntha only by rendering devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Ajita, meaning that no one can conquer him, but a devotee by strong devotional service and sincere attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can easily conquer him. Lord Krishna is fear personified for everyone, but he voluntarily agrees to fear the stick of Mother Yashoda, Krishna. Krishna God cannot be conquered by anyone but his devotees. Such a devotee kindly married the daughter of a king, of the king Vairatya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry, I forgot to get my glasses. This is the sign of old age. So the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Yam Yam Bhapi Samran Bhav Tajanti Mam Kalevaram Tam Tam Evaiti Kunteya Sadatad Bhavan Bhavata. So this verse, whatever state of being one surrenders when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. So you can understand that Bhagavad Gita gives the basic knowledge and Srimad Bhagavatam expands on this. So this verse is explaining this whole chapter of how Purandara, a king, you know, of at his end of his life, what was he thinking of?
His wife.
About his wife. So what does he become? A woman in his next life. So the lesson from this is what Krishna is trying to. So Bhagavad Gita is what he gives in point form. And Srimad Bhagavatam takes those points and expands it so that we can actually understand it in a more practical way. Otherwise, if you can understand Bhagavad Gita, everything is in there. But because we don't have enough knowledge, we don't have enough intelligence, so this is expanded in more in story forms or in forms so that we can understand it. So the main lesson to understand is that at the time of death, whatever consciousness we are in, that is what we're going to attain in our next life. Actually, some other people should be giving class. I should be sitting on the other side. So what does this mean? According to our desire at the time of death, that desire captures the senses. So according to that desire, the senses comes around and that goes to the mind. So mind takes those senses, right? And then that is actually takes the subtle body, and then that's how we get our next body. So if our desire is to eat, for example, meat and things like that, right, so that's our desire. So the senses for that has to actually suit that desire. And that desire, according to that, we get a mind. Because this mind is the main thing, is the vehicle that actually makes us do whatever we want. And then we get a body to actually suit that. Does that make sense? Right? So what we have to do is purify our senses. Because whatever we think of, that's what we're going to become. If you're going to think of a woman, you're going to become a woman. If you think of a man, you might become a man. And if you think of a dog, you might become a dog, you know. This is why it's not very good, intelligent to keep a lot of pets, you know, because you don't know whom you're going to be thinking about. As happened to Jad Bharat, you know, the pastimes of Maharaj Bharat. What he was thinking of a deer at the end of his life. So that's what he became. So it's very important to actually build our life in such a way that we can put Krishna in the center of everything. So if we can put Krishna in center of everything, then the chances are pretty high that we're going to think of Krishna. Otherwise, if you're too attached to your country, I'm an Indian, I love my country, you know, or I've got a particular job, or I've got a business, you know, I've got children and things like that, and that's what you actually end up. So the idea is to whatever you have in your life, whatever is Krishna has given you, attach that to Krishna. So that's the main thing. How do you link everything to Krishna? How can you see Krishna in everything? If you can start doing it, then what you're going to see is you're going to see Krishna everywhere. If you really understand this, you understand that there is nothing but Krishna. Because everything... So there is nothing in the world that we cannot link to Krishna, because everything comes from Krishna. Right? Everything is Brahman. Right? There's nothing else in there. There's just different manifestation of this. This material world, before it was Brahman. Right? And then a little bit of it got manifest as this material world. The spiritual is again Brahman. Krishna is Brahman. We are Brahman. So if you see it that way, then we can link everything to Krishna. When you see another person, right, then you can see, okay, this is all energy of Krishna, this is all manifestation of Krishna, earth is part of Krishna. Then you can see there's nothing else in the world that we cannot relate to Krishna. You see a person, you don't see the body, we see it as the soul, whether it's a dog or an animal or anything like that. So there are 8.4 million different varieties of bodies. 84 lakh yoni. Each of these bodies have a different nature. So when you actually want to enjoy something, you get a particular type of body to enjoy that. That's what it is. All these bodies are just like different types of clothes. You want to actually act in that way, you get in that particular clothes. You know, if you want to do this, you get this particular cloud of curve. Apart from that, if you really look at it, it's the same person going through different bodies. The same soul is going, either it's in a dog's body, a cow's body, an animal's body, a female body, a human body. To understand this, right, you have to understand that we are the soul. That's the main thing. We are not this body. You know, sometimes women get, women or men, you know, they say, oh, I'm a woman, there's so many things happening against the women and this, or, you know, people who are, you know, colored or whatever, you know, there's so much racial thing going on. What you have to understand is, we are not that. Just because we are in that body came with a particular nature, and you have to actually go through it. You have to go above that. Don't think I'm a female, I'm a male. You think that I'm a soul. And what is the constitutional position of a soul? He's a servant of Krishna. So that's the most important thing. So regardless of what your situation is, what kind of body you are, use that in Krishna's service. Of all the yonis, you can only do that in human form and no other form. Right? So there are different types of bodies. Women body, according to the scriptures, is of a lower standard, right? That's the nature of it, because women have to suffer so much. They always have to be dependent on somebody. They should be always protected. Why? Because of that situation, right? There's nothing wrong. The greatest devotees are in the female. Actually, the truth is that we are all females. Krishna is the only male, right? But we have to understand that. But we have to get above that and say that I'm not a female, I'm a soul, and then I can save Krishna. That is my situation, right? So we have to get above that. So how do we do that? That we have to actually bring Krishna in the center. So that when we think of Krishna at the time of death, what is going to happen? We're going to get out of this material world and we're going to go to the spiritual world. As long as we are in this material body, as long as we are in this material world, there's two things that are going to always happen. Material world means problem. So there will be problems and then there will be no problems. There's no happiness here. Right? Problems and the problems goes away. When the problem goes away, we think we are happy. But there's no happiness here. You just get a little bit of it, you know. So like licking the honey from outside, you know. That's what we get. The real happiness is in the spiritual world. So we are very fortunate. We come from all different backgrounds. We come from different places. We come from, you know, I was just talking to Prabhudas yesterday that we are so fortunate to go and worship a deity. Basically, in a lot of temples in India, you have to be born a Brahmin, right? You have to know so much. And eventually, after doing that for so long, you might get once, and you know, when you are old, you might get an opportunity to go and worship the deities. Srila Prabhupada has so, you know, so mercifully given us that opportunity. And has given us the gist of it. He has taken, you know, just like, you know, this Samundar Mathan, you know. He has changed the whole ocean. He has changed the whole scriptures. And he has just given us what is absolute nectar. So all we have to do is follow him. This is it. The most important thing of all the things, you know, they said there's five important things. What are those five things that we must should always do? Association of the devotees, chanting the holy name, reading the Bhagavatam, and worshipping the deity and residing in the dham. Now of all of those, what is the most important one?
Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha is the most important. Why? Because when you have association of devotees, they're going to show you how to actually live. So by looking at them, by having their association, you can see what they're doing, how they're relating to devotees. You know, when senior devotees come in, I was just thinking, when I was coming, driving, I was thinking about this point, and I was thinking, once Radhanath Maharaj, you know, he went, the toilet was not clean. So he went into the toilet and he locked the door from inside, and for the next 2-3 hours he scraped everything and cleaned the thing up. And everybody was saying, Maharaj, come out, we'll do it. Maharaj said, no, I will do it, you know. So this is the quality of a devotee. Doesn't matter, he has thousands of disciples. He could have asked anybody to do it, yet he chose to do it because that is his humility. This is what he was showing others, that, you know, you are saving devotees, even cleaning toilets is important. And the other thing is that I can guarantee you the toilet was never dirty after wherever Maharaj was. Devotees would have taken time to clean that. Not only that, they would have done everything that that they thought Maharaj shouldn't be doing it. Right? So this is what it is. We have to see that everything belongs to Krishna. This temple belongs to Krishna and we should actually treat it like this. It's not that, just like a car, you know, we can't see that, oh, let's go and drive it. Now we have to look after it. If you look after Krishna's thing, Krishna will give you that facility. If you don't look after them, you don't have it. Krishna has given such nice kitchen. If you don't look after it, then after a while, Krishna takes it away. If you think like that, then you can see everything belongs to Krishna and we can use everything as Krishna's service, right? There might be some inferior expansion of those, the superior or inferior. Those things that are inferior, right? Don't use it in Krishna's service, right? But you can see that they all belong to Krishna. Things that, when you go and buy the vegetables, for example, buy the best. Why not? If you can afford it, buy the best. and use it in Krishna service, because that's what you are doing. You know, if you chant your rounds, then chant properly. You know, because there's nothing more important than the holy name. Because Krishna is known different from the holy name. And the name of the holy Lord is more merciful than the Lord Himself. That's the more important thing. Because for Krishna, you need two things. You know, you have to, whatever you, in whatever way you worship Krishna, He reciprocates accordingly. But the holy name, anyone can change his name, whether you are qualified or not. This is the quality of the gurus. This is the quality of the devotees. Krishna does not give himself, right? If you deserve it, he'll give it to you. If you don't deserve it, he won't give it to you. But the devotees, they don't care. You want to be a Mayavadi, a devotee will come and tell you, no, Krishna is God, right? According to that particular person, he doesn't want to be Krishna's devotee, but a devotee will force him to understand, no, there is a person, there is Krishna. This is the mercy of the devotees. Krishna gives himself through his devotees. This is why sadhu sangha is so important, right? So if you live, try to actually live around devotees as much as possible, right? And then when you don't have an association of devotees directly, then you take association of devotees indirectly. This is an age of information, right? So we have, unfortunately, people are spending so much time on this technology and everything, but fortunately, you know, you can pick up the phone, attend a lecture of Maharaj, you know, and he is there, you can see him there, you can listen to him. Right? So use all these things in Krishna service. Otherwise, you know, we don't know what we'll be thinking at the time of death. And we don't want to be like King Puranjana, a great king, you know, and got attached to his wife, his kingdom, his children, and ended up taking a bath, which was lower than what he was. Rather than being the king and doing whatever he wants, now he was the queen. You know, queen, but he was fortunately a devotee of, made it to a devotee, so there was some progress on that side. But we may not be that fortunate. So of all of this, the most important thing is to actually have Krishna in our life. And the only way we can do is by doing devotional service. So whenever you have an opportunity, do as much as you can, right? Chant the holy name, associate with the devotees. I don't know who Krishna is, but we know who Prabhupada is. So, to please Krishna, you please Prabhupada. Look after this movement, chant as much as you can, you know, do as much service as you can. Help financially if you can, you know. Don't think this is, you know, I've got all this money, I've got a nice house, whatever. Nothing is yours. Everything is temporary. Material world means temporary. So why focus on something that is not yours? Focus on something that is permanent. And the permanent thing is that you are a servant of Krishna. This material world is temporary. This body is temporary. We're going to leave this body one day and we're going to get into another body. Why don't we make this last body in the material world? At least we can desire that. And if the desire gets strong, then hopefully we can actually, you know, make progress towards it. This is why going to the dham is very important. Because if you go to Vrindavan, for example, if you go to Mayapur, right, and you have that attachment for the dham, and you want to be, at least if you are not, don't make it all the way, next life you might take birth in the dham, because that's where the attachment is. That's where you want to go. Where we want to be. And that's a step forward. So this is why I try to actually think that can think about it, meditate on this and think that, okay, what can get me closer to Krishna? What can get me? And try to focus on those things and get attached more to those things. Do not get attached to this temporary stuff. You know, get attached to a spiritual master. Try to do as much as you can. You know, get attached to the deities, attached to the dham, attached to listening to Prabhupada, get attached to Prabhupada. You know, and the beauty about this movement is that we have seen so many examples. We have seen so many people who have made it in this movement. They have made, you know, people who had come from all kind of backgrounds, people who have so fallen, right? They have made great advancement, and we can say not the last life, very close to it. You know, we have got great devotees. You know, we are just talking yesterday, and Prabhupada has so many disciples, but they all have different characters of, you know, just like Tamal Krishna Maharaj was, he was very strong, very strict, you know. Look at Radhanath Maharaj, you know, so humble, you know. Chaipataka Maharaj, you know, he is just like giving everything, you know. You know, Indradumna Maharaj, so devoted to the holy name, you know. And they have given their whole life to it. They don't know how they travel. I don't know how they travel. They don't know even sometimes which city they are in. But they keep doing service, keep doing, because this is only just to please Srila Prabhupada and Sri Krishna, you know. So we should take advantage of that, right? There was a quote from Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, if you're doing anything, doesn't matter how important it is, drop all those if you get an opportunity to take association of a pure devotee, because there's nothing more important than that. Right? So when you have an association, does not mean you go and sit down, look at them, pay respect and go away. Association means listening to them, you know, get answers from them, understanding what they are saying, understanding the mood, their mood, listening, looking at them, seeing how they reciprocate, you know, with one another. I remember my Guru Maharaj, you know, he used to, the way he reciprocated with his god brothers was so nice. Every time they came, they gave him a hug, he'll do leave, whatever he was doing, to actually give some time with them, spend time with them. And you can see, it was so loving. And do we do the same thing with our good brothers? You know, sometimes we look at this, oh, there he comes. So, you know, this is not right. You know, when you actually with devotees, then you can see those things and you can actually implement this in your life. So the lesson we have to learn from this is, the whole chapter is that let's focus our life in such a way that we can put Krishna in the center, and then we can focus on this. This is why there's so many pastimes of Krishna. You know, there's so many stories about Krishna. So you can think about it, you know. When you think about Yashoda Maya, for example, Krishna has so many names. Yashoda Nandan. Then you can think Krishna is Yashoda Maya, you know. Path Sarthi, you can think Krishna with Arjuna, you know. And you can, if you have these names, you know, you just write this name somewhere on a piece of paper, and then you look at it and you just meditate on it. Spend a few time before you go to bed, take one name and let's see what it is. You know, Giridhari, you know. Then you can think of the whole pastimes of how Krishna actually lifted this name. So these names are full of, these are not just names, these are names are full of pastimes. It is very sweet. So once we start thinking this, we start, you know, associating with the devotees. You know, when Maharaj tells something, you look at them, oh, Maharaj told about this particular pastime. You know, oh, I went to Vrindavan and I was at Radhakund, you know. And how did Radhakund actually manifest? You know, who is there? Raghunath Das Goswami is there. What did Raghunath Das Goswami did? You know, what kind of his devotee was? What did he write? You know. So these are the things that should be going in your mind. Not, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow, you know, I have to do this, I have to do that. These are all things that are going to happen. What you also have to understand is that with knowledge, then you can cut all these things off. If you can understand that we are not the doer, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, he is the doer. How do you understand these things? These are important, you know, you have to understand this. Okay, what does Krishna mean when he's saying he is the doer? I think I'm the doer. Right? So if you understand that, if we are not this body and the body is doing everything, so how can we be the doers? So whoever this body belongs to, he is the doer. So if you have this knowledge, then you say that I'm not doing anything. As soon as you say, I am not doing this, I am just an instrument because I am in this body and Maya is using this body, using me as an instrument to do something, then you just become part of the whole thing. Then you don't have karma. Then you don't have reactions to this. So you have to take these points, think more deeply, so that you can actually take it to the next level. Otherwise, as long as you think that I am the doer, then you get the reaction for it. But you have this knowledge that I am not the doer. I am speaking here. I am saying I am speaking here. But the truth is I am not. This body is speaking. Right? Krishna says he gives knowledge and he gives forgetfulness. So he is the one who is speaking. The knowledge belongs to him. He is just using this body, using me in this body and imparting this knowledge to you. So whatever you do, you know, whatever good thing you do, don't think that I did it. Because we can't do anything. What is our size? 1/10,000 of the tip of the hair. What can we do? We are so small, we are so insignificant. Yet we think we are such nice devotees, we are such great devotees. You know, I cook for 10,000 people, you know. Truth is, we didn't do anything. Everything is done. Whether we do it or somebody else does it, it will be done. The choice is yours, whether you want to be part of it or you don't want to be part of it. According to our karma, we are put in a situation. How you react to it, that's dependent on you. If somebody is to be killed in a car accident, right, by a car, the choice is yours. That person will be killed because that's his karma. Your choice is whether you want to be instrument in killing him or not. Make sense? So those who have those kind of desires, it's going to happen. If you are Krishna's devotee, you know, I was watching Mahabharata, you know, so many things happens, you know. And Krishna was saying, you know, to Arjun, he should be focused. When Dronacharya asked Arjun, he was trying to test him. He said, he put a fish in the tree and he said, what do you see? Everybody was saying, I see the tree, I can see the sky and everything. When he asked Arjun, Arjun said, I can see the eye of the bear. So that's how focused we have to be. The focus is to get out of this. This is not our place. This is material world. There's nothing here. This is not the place for us. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, this is not a place for gentlemen. So it's like us being a fish and we are on the land. We have to get into the water. That's where a fish is happy with. We are in this material world. We have to get out of this material and go to the spiritual world. That's where the real happiness is. So every day make a little bit of advancement. You know, think about it. When you chant, you meditate, you actually pray to Krishna, please give me knowledge, you know. You pray to the devotees, please give me knowledge, you know. Help me, you know. I'm insignificant. I've been in this material for so long. I've forgotten you. Please, my Lord, you know, help me. You have to be humble. You have to be more humble than a blade of grass. This is the verse, you know. Trinadapi sunisena taropi saishuna mani namani dena kritanya sadahari. You know, you have to make a mala of this verse and put it around your neck. How can you be humble when you think that you are the duva, you are the great person? We have to understand that Krishna does everything. He just uses us. Take. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, Paul?
We mentioned at the beginning about the progression, how we take another body.
Yeah.
You said there is a, first of all, the desire, then the senses, and then the mind. Can you please remember it one more?
So what happens is that you can only enjoy certain things in a particular body, right? A body has different type of senses, right? 5 kind of senses, right? And everything is revolves around the mind. Mind is the one basically things. So when we have a desire, according to the desire, you get certain type of senses, right? Senses are controlled by the mind. So you get a particular mind to actually, it has to be all lined up, right? And according to your mind, according to your senses, you get a particular type of body. And in that body, then you can actually enjoy whatever your desire was, like that. So that's how we actually it goes. Because when we die, we lose the physical body made of the five elements, but the subtle body still stays with us. So the mind is still there, right? But just like if you have got a mind that of a human being in a body of a dog, then it doesn't work out. Doesn't, you know? Because human beings have so many desires, right? Dogs have different kind of desires. So the mind has to actually match with that. Right, so, and then you need similar kind of senses. So, when we die, for example, and you want to actually enjoy eating meat and things like that, so you get a body of an animal, so you are taken to the hellish planet, and there they are trained, you are trained to eat those, you are forced to eat those. So you are a human being, you might not like it, because animals eat raw meat, they drink blood and things like that, you know. And they keep forcing you until you come to a point where you said, okay, I like this, this is really nice. And then you get a body like that. Until you say, no, I can't eat this, I can't this, you can't get a body like that. So your senses, your mind, everything is put into a body so you can actually enjoy that. This is why, if you look at a dog, for example, a pig, right? Where does a pig live? In a very filthy place, right? Because that's what he likes, that's what his senses enjoys. He likes the filth, you know, deep, you know, lying down there. Right? You take him out, wash him up, put him in a nice place. Does he like that? Because his senses, his body, you know, his mind is not suited to that. To enjoy that, you have to do it. So it's because S.A. says, whatever consciousness you have, whatever your desires have at the end of your life, according to that, then you have to get a body. So first is the senses, then the mind, then you get a physical body, and then you actually try to enjoy. Does that make sense? Any other comments? Question? Yes, Mataji.
So we're not the doer, and that's how we perceive ourselves, but then we can't portray that onto other devotees, so it's kind of like a contradiction. We should glorify the other devotees for the service they do, but for ourselves, we're not the doer. Can you elaborate on that contradiction? How to have the right consciousness all the time?
Well, you also should see that everybody is doing and you are not doing anything. So that's it's the mentality basically, you know. Because even though they are souls, for example, right? For example, a spiritual master. Who is a spiritual master? Devamrita Maharaj, right? Now, if you see that because of him, you have made so much advancement, right? Now, even though he might not be the doer, but because of his desires, right? Because of his devotion, because of that soul that is being so close to Krishna, he is able to impart that. Right, so even though he might not be the doer directly, but Krishna is using him to get that. So he is glorious in that. So even the soul is glorious, right? Because Krishna is using him. He could have used anybody, right? So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Arjuna, I have killed everybody, but you take the victory. You take the glory about this. So this is how Krishna does everything through his devotees, and just because he chooses that particular devotee, they become glorious. So the way we should see is that I'm not the doer, but please Krishna, use me in some way so I can actually be of service to you. Because that's our constitutional position. We are not this body, but we have got a spiritual body. So if you walk, you know, and pray to Krishna, Krishna, I can't really save you in this. Please give me back my spiritual body so I can save you with love and devotion. Because when we, our senses are different, this is why they say we can stay in this body up to the stage of bhava, right? But as soon as we get prema, get to the prema level, then the body is gone. Because up to the bhava level, we have got five senses. We can actually have ecstasy in one of those senses. We can see Krishna, and that's what we are focused on. Or we can touch Krishna like that. But on the prema level, all those five, you know, bhavas, all those five senses, they combine, and the body can't take it. Does it make sense? So, that's the way to actually see it. And then if you really see it that way, that Krishna is teaching us through different devotees, then it doesn't have to be devotees. Then you can look at anything, look at the tree which is losing its leaves, and you say, this is what happens. This is what's going to happen to us. You look at the bird, you know, look at this bird, you know, he's flying. That was his desire. And if we desire to have to do something like this, that's what we will become. So you can use all the 24 different types of teachers, am I right? Somewhere, right? So you can, each of them you can learn. Like that. You look at a baby that's so cute. What do you see in the baby? Where does the cuteness come from? From Krishna. Because he's the origin of everything. Right? So you look at the baby, you can say, oh, this is cuteness. When you look at something beautiful, see, Brahman, what is Brahman? It's all Krishna's quality, am I right? That's what they say. So this material world is made of Brahman, right? So it's basically made of Krishna's quality, right? That's what it is. So the material, the energy of Krishna, right? The energy of Krishna takes different forms to actually show different qualities of Krishna. So when you see something, just like I'm feeling this, right? This is nice and soft, that's why I'm sitting on this, right? Where does that quality come from? Softness comes from Krishna. So you can see Krishna in everything. When something hard, this is hard and strong, where does that come from? It's from Krishna, it's one of his qualities, right? The cuteness in baby, where does that come from? You know? Because Krishna was little cute when he was cute. So there's just a spark of that is reflected in there. So if you start seeing everything you see, if you just focus on this, okay, what's the quality of Krishna showing in there? And if you keep focusing on that like that, then you can see Krishna everywhere. It's just training, you know, mind. Okay, I pick up a stone. What's the quality here? You know, look at the flower, what's the quality there? Right? And slowly, and then you look at a person and say, okay, what are the qualities, Krishna, what qualities are Krishna showing in him? You know? So you can learn from everything, because everything portrays a quality of Krishna. Krishna is showing his quality through everything, because that's what the energy does. Energy takes forms to, that's the relationship. Right? Between the energy and the energetic. Energetic, Krishna has all those qualities, the energy takes the form to protect the state. That's the relationship. So who is the original energy? Who is the original energy? Radharani. So you can see Radha and Krishna everywhere. Because Krishna is the quality, Radharani takes the form of that. So we have to start thinking like that, is to build our life like that. Let's see what qualities are there, like that. And then you can see Krishna everywhere. And then when you leave your body, then you think of Krishna. Take? Any other comments? Any other questions? One last one? Or we are done? Take? Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Ballabha ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi.